Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruz, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys can get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to put it down the babies. Put down the pepperoni.
Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Game time.
Okay there, family. I'm back. Welcome to another session of the Parents Coaching Parent Network. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And again, we're going to have another wonderful show. So I'll give you some time to get your pen, paper, and pads out. And make sure that you get all your information ready and set to copy it down. Because we're going to be talking about some things today that you may need to be aware of. I would say that you need to be aware of right off the bat. Because of simple fact that oftentimes we miss out on some of these things. You know, I was talking with some parents yesterday. And what I shared with those parents was that, you know, how many times parents miss opportunity to have someone assist them with paying their college tuition for their children. You know, and that happens especially if that child has, some type of athletic ability. You know, I'm talking about a very solid performer, either on the field, on the court, whatever you have, on the track, wherever. And parents miss out on that opportunity. You know, but as I held that conversation with them parents just yesterday, you know, they were very engaged. We were very engaged in the conversation. And it made for a very good conversation because they took the conversation very serious. Just as I was sharing the information with them, they took it very serious as well. You know, I normally go in and I kick in my man, Mr. Keith Wright, but I think today's session, since I have so much information to share with you, I may just go straight to talking about what we're going to talk about today. And with time permit, I may come back and bring in my man, Mr. Keith Wright, with his college experience, little rap piece that I often play for Keith. But, you know, we're going to talk today about camps, clinics, and showcases. Camps, clinics, and showcases. You know, often you hear those words, but you don't really pay attention to them and figure out, okay, well, what is a camp, clinic, and showcase? But let's start off by talking about something very simple, you know. And camps, clinics, and showcases that you have the opportunity to take your child to serves the main purpose. Serves the purpose for giving your child that exposure. And what I mean by exposure, you're marketing your child. You're allowing others to see your child's ability, your child's skill, your child's level of talent, all those things. And that's the purpose of these camps, clinics, and showcases. You know, because one thing that we have to remember, we as parents have to be our child's best advocate. We have to be there to promote each and every little thing that they're involved in if we're trying to ensure that they have a fair opportunity in pursuing an athletic scholarship. You know, we are the marketing agent for our children. You know, oftentimes some of us have a tendency to turn that responsibility over to others, which I personally don't agree with, and that's why we formed the Parents Coach and Parent Network for that sole purpose. For that purpose. But sometimes we turn that responsibility over to others. You know, I've said it in previous shows, and I'll say it again, and I'll continue to say it as long as I'm on the air. You know, how many times or how many years have you had the responsibility of taking care of that child? You know, let's look at our children for what they are. They are our children. They are not student athletes. They are not high school students. They're not athletes. They're not players. They're not ballers or any of these other things that's used to describe them. They are our children, and we have to remember that. That is the key part right there. We have to remember that they are our children. So being our children, we have that responsibility to assist them in any way possible, support them in any way possible, guide them, nurture them, all the other little things that we normally do as our children, not student athletes, as our children. So on that note, why would you turn around and give that responsibility to someone else? And what I mean by that, whether or not it's your high school coach, whether or not it's the, you know, recruiter from off the street, or whether or not it's the summer league coach or track team coach or whoever, why would you pass that responsibility on to someone else? Parents, that's, come on now, let's not do the disservice to our student athletes, to our children. Let's do the service that we were put here to do, to guide them until they reach the age and stage of being successful young men and women that they were put here on this earth to be. Oftentimes when we, and I use that oftentimes, but, you know, when we turn around and give that responsibility to someone else, we're not truly sure if that person has our child's best interest at heart. So let's get around to the conversation, what we're going to talk about here today. Camps, clinics, and showcases. Camps, clinics, and showcases. Now, if your student athlete is a blue chipper, and I use that term very loosely, and a blue chipper to me is a student athlete that had an opportunity, your child had an opportunity, or someone's child had an opportunity to get out there and be exposed and work very hard at the game and have perfected quite a few tools that make he or she very valuable in the game. So if your child's considered a blue chipper, you know, that blue chipper is highly recruited, highly sought after. That blue chipper is someone that you don't have, your recruiting process is probably very minimal. You know, because your child has been exposed to the game for quite some time. And your child has been exposed to others that evaluate the game for quite some time and has displayed a skill or talent level that shows a promising success. As I said a couple weeks ago, has a high ceiling or has a huge upside, you know, the terminology that the coaches like to use. So if your child is a blue chipper, that means more than likely he or she has probably attended quite a few camps, clinics, or showcases over the years. You know, that's funny because I just think about a young man that's a number one recruit in basketball this year, and he's on his way to the University of Kentucky, I believe. But in previous years, prior to this past series of basketball tournaments and showcases that he attended, he wasn't listed as number one player in the country. And that was due to a lack of exposure. But once he had the opportunity to play AAU basketball and had that exposure and showed his skill level, then folks realize that, okay, the guy that we had listed as number one, that may not be our true number one talent. So now we may need to look at this young man here as being our number one talented player. So that's what happens when you get that opportunity to attend camps, clinics, and showcases. You know, and once your child becomes that blue chipper, like I said, the recruiting process normally isn't quite that difficult for you. It becomes more hectic than complex because of the simple fact that now you're receiving phone calls from everywhere, whereas you're not doing a lot of the legwork. A lot of things are coming to you just based upon your child being a highly sought-after athlete. But if your child is not that highly sought-after athlete and you do have to get into the recruiting process, the camps, clinics, and showcases is your key. Because having the opportunity to attend these events gives your child several different things. One, it puts them in the mindset of, okay, hey, I want to have an opportunity, I may have an opportunity to attend college and play at the next level and get my degree, you know, which is most important of all. Secondly, I look at it as the student athlete, your child, has an opportunity to intermingle with other athletes, like-minded athletes, that have the same desire, same goals. So now he's focused, especially if he has a very good showing at one of these various events. Now he has that drive because, you know, he's connected with other folks, like-minded kids. So now he's really more into it. But if your child is not that highly sought-after kid and you attend one of them camps, clinic to showcases, hey, and you find that a coach has shown some interest, reach out to that coach. Reaching out to coaches is a plus for that student-athlete. That coach now looks at it to say, hey, this student-athlete has a true desire to or interest in my program. And if that coach at some point in time have expressed his or her interest in bringing your child to their institution, now they've made a connection. And that's what you want to do. You want to establish some type of connection with that coach. You know, you reach out to that coach in a number of ways, whether or not it's on the phone, whether or not it's an email, social media, or the old snail mail. You know, if you reach out on the phone, hey, if you don't get through the first time, leave a message. And let them know when you're going to follow up to make sure that he did get that message. Reach out via email with modern technology. You know, today coaches receive that email on their phones, on their smartphones. So they'll get that email shortly after your student-athlete sends that email. Now, I said your student-athlete sending that email. You may have to assist him or her in composing the email, or if they decide to do it, hey, they decide to do it. But you can still assist them by helping them put together a list of coaches that may have expressed some interest in your student-athlete. So there's nothing wrong with you assisting, but taking over the process and you doing everything yourself, no, I don't advise that. But I do advise that you do maintain a part in the process. Sending out an email, or nowadays, as we like to do, the social media. You know, nowadays you have a number of coaches that's involved with Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and all these other social media sites that's out here, MySpace, you know, and they're constantly checking on various kids. And if you know that the coach is out there, hey, send them a message in their inbox. You know, send them a little something, tweet them a little something, you know, and let them know, hey, coach, interested in sitting down and talking to you or interested in having a conversation with you or whatever. You know, establish that contact with them through social media, email, or phone call. If you have to send it via snail mail, I would strongly recommend that you follow up that piece of snail mail with a phone call to say, hey, coach, I just want to make sure that you did receive my letter, and so on and so forth. But if you can avoid the snail mail issue, I would seriously avoid the snail mail issue. You know, one thing that we often forget is that a lot of these coaches have a very limited budget, recruiting budget. So you can't make it, these coaches can't make it out to every high school in the country. Let me give you an example. Okay. A quick example here. In the state of Connecticut, you have roughly 350 high schools. 350 high schools. That's a small state, third smallest state in the United States. 350 high schools. But let me give you a breakdown of colleges and universities in that area. You have 7 Division I schools. You have 4 Division II schools. You have 9 Division III schools and 0 NAIAs. That's very interesting. So all in all, if you add those numbers up, you have just right at 20 schools for 340 high schools. Think about those numbers there, parents. 20 schools to roughly 350 high schools. Now, you think those coaches are going to be able to make it out to all 350 high schools to see individuals play? And if they do, they may have an opportunity to come out one time and then have to venture on or move on to the next school, or the day that they show up is not a good game for your child. So the opportunity to attend the coaches, the camps, clinics, and showcases give these coaches the opportunity to see all the key players in one location. All the key players in one location. So when you attend, when your student athlete, when your child attends that camp, clinic, or showcase, they want to have their best performance. Hey, and don't worry about it if you don't have your best performance the first time you're there, because I will guarantee you a lot of them will go there nervous the very first time. And their performance may be a little off. You may have to take them back again. And the more and more that they are exposed to that type of environment, the more comfortable they become. The more and more opportunities they have a chance to play with some of those other kids, the more comfortable they become. And the more comfortable they become, the more they build their confidence. The more they build their confidence, the better showing they'll have. So, get a chance to get out there to the camps, clinics, and showcases. Because you remember, coaches are very limited with their budget. You know, Division I, the high revenue sports, okay, they have that big recruiting budget. They can get out there and travel all around the country. But the non-revenue sports, they don't have that major budget. Division II and Division III don't have that major budget. So your opportunity to reach out to them is a plus. Your opportunity to connect with them at a camp, clinic, or showcase is a plus. So that's the purpose of getting out there to those events. It is important. The importance of attending is to make sure that you do have an opportunity to be seen by someone in that recruiting staff. And it may not be the school that you like. You want to be seen by a college official, whether or not it's the director of men's basketball that can go back and report to, you know, the head coach. Hey, coach, I seen this kid. You may want to take a look at him. Or whether or not it's the scorekeeper for the women's volleyball team that goes back and reports to the head coach. Hey, coach, you may want to check her out. I've seen her play. I think she got what it takes to fit into our game here. Someone that's connected with that university or that institution that can give a positive report on your child's performance is what you're ultimately trying to accomplish at one of these camps, clinics, or showcases. But you got to remember something as well. And this is where your recruiting calendar comes into play. When can the coaches actually go out to evaluate? That is your main focus right there. You want to be out there when the coaches are able to evaluate your child's performance. You may see a whole lot of other folks that claim that they're connected to various schools, but you want to really focus on when can the coach be out there to evaluate your child's performance. It may be a time period where they're out there to evaluate but can't have any contact with you. No problem. That's good. You don't need to have any contact with them. They'll reach out to you if they truly have an interest. So, therefore, you want to make sure that you're out there. Look at their recruiting calendar, and you can find out the Eligibility Center's website. Look at that recruiting calendar and find out when those coaches can be out there to evaluate your student-athlete. There's a part in a recruiting calendar that tells you that. I've talked about it time in and time out. You have that dead period, the quiet period, the evaluation period, and the contact period. Know those time periods on the recruiting calendar. Because I say that because oftentimes we may send our children out there to these various events, and guess what happens? There's no one out there. You got a bunch of, I shouldn't say wannabes, but you got a bunch of folks that are claimed that they're connected to different programs that's out there calling themselves scouts or recruiters or whatever. And to me, I call them vultures, and that may not be a proper term or a correct term, or I may not be politically correct on that statement, but that's just the statement I'm making. I call those folks vultures because they're feeding off the prey, and the prey is your child, not your student athlete, your child. Okay? You want to think about that. You want to make sure that there is a time period when coaches are actually out there. Coaches are actually out there. Because if the coaches are actually out there, then you'll have a better chance to be seen by that coaching staff. Be seen by that coaching staff. If you're going to have your child attend at the right time. Know the calendar. Know the benefits of attending that particular camp. If you know for a fact that there's no one going to be out there, and one thing I say about knowing the benefits of attending that camp, you know there's not going to be anybody out there. One, that may not be a camp that you want to attend. Two, if there aren't any skill development events going on at that particular camp, showcase, or clinic, then what's the purpose of them being out there, running up and down the court playing games? That may or may not be the best situation because that may not put your child in the best light of his or her or displaying his or her talent. When you see some skill development going on, drills, movements, position type stuff, when you see that going on, that gives you more of a plus for that particular camp, clinic, or showcase. Because if they're not able to get into the game and get into their flow at that particular time when the coach is looking at them, he or she may be able to see them while they are at a station doing working on a particular drill, and may see what they like at that point. So you want to make sure that you have those type of benefits at that event. Because, like I said, all in all, the purpose of it is to get that exposure. If you're not getting that exposure, you are actually wasting a whole lot of time. You know, I've seen cases where parents actually take their kids out to different events, and, you know, sad to say, it's not even during a evaluation period. It's not even during the time period that coaches could even be out there per the NCAA regulation. So you have your child out there at that event, and he or she ends up not benefiting anything from that because of the simple fact that not a time period for it. So make sure that you have them out there at that proper time period, Don't just put them out there for the sake of sending them out there, because I'm telling you, these coaches, be it AAU track and field coaches or summer league soccer coaches, select team soccer coach, whoever, these coaches will take them out there for the purpose of wanting to win a particular title or wanting to win a particular event. If that event is not being evaluated, then is there really a need for your child to be out there? Think about it. Is there really that need for your child to be out there if they are not being evaluated? Everybody can say, yeah, there's a need, but I would question that. I would truly question that. So you want to make sure that you have your child out there at that proper time and know the benefits of that particular event. Without knowing the benefits of that particular event, then you ask that question, why did I bring my child to this particular showcase camp or clinic? You know, we've been on the air for probably about the last 25 minutes or so, and, you know, oftentimes I get to talking and forget to give out the information. But, you know, at any time you have a question for us, you can always give us a call at 626-646-929-2416. That's the switchboard here at the Parents Coach and Parent Network. And we'd be more than happy to talk to you and entertain any questions that you may have. If you notice, I didn't get around to putting my man, Mr. Keith, right up on the air. But I'm quite sure we'll get back around to Keith. And Keith normally brings a very positive message. And one thing that I get out of the message, I share with parents every time, he likes to say, I'm making smart cool. He's making smart cool. You know, so that's been our show this afternoon on the Parents Coach and Parent Network. Again, you can always reach us at 646-929-2416, or you can send us an email at pcphr@aol.com. pcphr@aol.com. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. We're looking forward to talking to you at a future date. You have a great day.